Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
All right. Hello, now you hear me. All right, that's always fun, right in the middle of the open. How we doing, McMichael here with you on the fan. Did they miss the singing and everything? Oh, what's the point of having a show if you can't hear me sing? I don't know what happened with that microphone. It's been wonky. All right, well, now I'm in the other chair, and here we go. 888-808-1019. McMichael here with you on the fan. Sorry for the beginning. I apologize. Not my fault, though. Well, that was fun. What an incredibly great weekend that was, wasn't it? I mean, good grief. If there is a freaking... Can you imagine what's happened with this Jet team right now? Can you honestly imagine they are where they are right now? It is hard to fathom. Like, I remember I've been a huge proponent of what they've done. I feel like an idiot, but I've been a huge proponent of Aaron Rodgers. I've been a huge proponent of buying in. Once you make the decision to go to Aaron Rodgers, you have to go all in with it, bring in who he wants, the whole bit. And there were things I thought could blow up with this. I thought there could be a level of disappointment with this. I did not expect this team to be worse than last year. I did not expect to have the low point of the franchise who is built on low points. I did not expect to feel a level of rock bottom that I never felt with Zach Wilson. I did not expect things we see from this quarterback. Now, we'll get into all the different elements of the game, and there are a ton of them. And it's not on him necessarily, because he does lead this team down the field, put it in the end zone to give them a lead. But I did not expect not being able to get a play in time and having to go through three timeouts in the first quarter. I have never seen that. There is a level of disaster. This is, honestly, you want to talk about the Nets situation with their big three? You want to talk about the previous Nets situation with the trade from the Celtics? You want to talk about some of the biggest debacles in the history of professional sports? To have this season with this roster, this quarterback, this talent, to have this season dead before Halloween, I gotta tell you, I thought it might not work. I thought maybe they're not a Super Bowl contender. Maybe they're not an AFC championship contender. Maybe they miss the playoffs. I did not expect for them to be an out-and-out disaster. They just went in and played the New England Patriots, who have haunted their existence for the last 20 years, where the one high point of this season was the moment they finally beat them and were looked like the far better team and had the quarterback and dominated in a laugher. That was the highlight that Thursday night. This game that ended their season against the lowly, one of the worst franchises in the sport, one of the worst teams in the sport. They lose their young quarterback who's been playing well, went right down the field and stuck it to you in his second drive. They lose him to injury. They have to bring back Jacoby Brissett to come into this game. And he goes down the field with an 11-play, 70-something yard touchdown drive to stick it to you in the end. And the only reason why he stuck it to you is because you continue to throw out a field goal kicker who can't make a kick. He misses an extra point. He misses a field goal. And everything that's gone on with this team, it is an embarrassment. I cannot believe we are where we are with this. I cannot believe what we're seeing from this defensive group who, listen, whatever you want to say about the offense and what could have been, and Aaron Rodgers is old and that, you know, he's injury prone and the offensive line is not good enough to defend him. Like, okay, this defense is supposed to be a top five, top six defense in the NFL. It was a top six defense heading into the game, believe it or not. And they let Jacoby Brissett with the game on the line and 3 minutes left go right down the field and beat them? My goodness. Is the offense a disaster? Yes. Is this team an embarrassment? Yes. That defense can't allow that drive. And obviously, the head coach, I mean, I said it at the time, it was hard to scream about it, even though I felt pretty passionately that firing Robert Saleh was a mistake. It was hard to scream about it because he was so awful. And you wonder if, you know, when is there ever a bad time to fire a coach who's clearly inhibiting the team? Is there ever a bad time to fire a bad head coach? And the answer is yes, there is a bad time. In the middle of a season where you're trying to contend and you don't have answers inside the building because Ulbrich is completely lost. This team is far worse since they fired Robert Saleh. I am fully confident they would have won a game or two. Now, were they destined to go nowhere with Robert Saleh? Maybe. Could you argue that getting a couple of wins and fading in the end and not accomplishing anything is worse for this franchise than bottoming them out? You could say that about any NFL franchise ever because of the way the draft is situated and losing is beneficial in some ways. But they would have contended. This season would be alive right now if they didn't fire Robert Saleh because they have completely gone in the tank and nothing has saved them. Not bringing back Haason Reddick, not bringing in Davante Adams, not getting a little bit healthier than the defensive side of the ball. Nothing has saved this team from being an out-and-out train wreck. This is one of the more talented teams, and I'll stand by that. This roster is one of the more talented rosters in the NFL. I believe that. I would argue with you if you say otherwise. I do believe in the talent of this team, and yet they are an out-and-out failure, and they allowed the New England Patriots to end their season. They allowed the franchise that has haunted them forever during a rebuild year where they're supposed to be bad, where the head coach is questioning the heart of the team, where there's thoughts he might lose the team. Instead, they come out with wide receivers. I can't tell you their names. They drop more passes than you could possibly fathom.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The defense heading into this thing can't stop the run. And Jacoby Brissett leads them down the field to break your heart with 20 seconds left? I mean, it is on a team that I've talked about this a lot, about how it needs to change and they need to win just to give them the benefit of the doubt on some things, and how Aaron Rodgers was going to come in here and change all of this. And I talked a lot about the power of positivity. What an absolute moron I am. The power of positivity and the power of belief that I've been, you know, stomping on, and how Aaron Rodgers, they believe in this guy and he'll lead them. They have fallen apart here. They have absolutely fallen apart. And I mean, even the GM right now, like, let's be honest, the GM in back-to-back years, his inability to do anything and to let clear disasters ruin your season, to not make a change at the backup quarterback position the entire season last year killed them. To not make a change at the kicker is killing them. What is he doing? Why is he? I know they brought in Devontae Adams. I understand that. That's probably just as much as a Woody decision saying, I don't care. Pull out all the stops. We have to win. He goes and gets the contract done with Riddick. He probably forced the hand of the Devontae Adams trade. And the GM is sitting there letting his kicker cost some games. And I'm not one to blame the kicker. And under no circumstance should this Jet team be in a situation against this Patriots team where the kicker makes a difference. But, I mean, good God, he's missing everything. He can't make an extra point. He can't make a field goal. He cost them 4 points today. They win the football game if he makes kicks. But it's so beyond that. It's so beyond that. This is a franchise that over the last 13 years has not made the playoffs. And the highlight moment of these 13 years and the most prominent moment of these 13 years is a butt fumble. That's the franchise that Aaron Rodgers came into. That's the franchise that has as good a roster as any team in football. That's a franchise right now that was supposed to change this, and it's gotten worse. And the butt fumble seems like a glorious moment compared to losing to the Patriots with Aaron Rodgers going up against Brissett. Firing the head coach was a disaster. The offensive game plan is a disaster. I mean, and again, Rodgers wasn't terrible in this game. We know he's injured and he's not moving the way he was earlier in the season, especially that Thursday night game against the Patriots. But he led them down the field. Him and Wilson have started to develop some sort of chemistry and made some big plays down the field. The first touchdown's aided by two pass interference calls, but at least there was something, and he did drive them down the field and put it in the end zone to give them a lead. But it's even that's not good enough, and this defense folds like a cheap suit and allows Brissett to go down the field. They can't make kicks. And then on the touchdown, quite honestly, one of the more embarrassing things I've ever seen on a football field. Forget all the other delay of game penalties. Forget needing to, you know, breeze through all three timeouts in the first quarter. How in the world, knowing you are going to the entire drive, you know, if you get a touchdown, you're going for two. You know this. You're going to make it a 7-point game. You know you're going for two. I saw the coach. As soon as the touchdown scored, they panned to the sidelines. He's putting up the two fingers. How in the world is there a delay of game on a 2-point conversion that they need to make it a... Where is the urgency? What is going on at the line of scrimmage? These are the things that Aaron Rodgers excels at. The cadence. This, what he's famous for, besides being one of the great quarterbacks and losing in the playoffs, what he's famous for is his ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage, the ability to draw off sides and have free plays, getting 12 men on the field and snapping the ball while the defense is still running off the sidelines. These are the things, the smart football. Yes, he's had failings in the postseason, of course. Yeah, he's not Tom Brady, hasn't had that kind of winning, but he's as smart as Peyton Manning. He's as smart as any quarterback who's ever played the game, or at least in our recent lifetime watching them. He's brilliant at this stuff. He's excellent at the line of scrimmage. That's one of his great benefits. That's what the Packers have had for years, the advantage they've had for years. You better not be late with your substitutions because we're getting Big 12 man on the field penalties. You better not be over-anxious at the line of scrimmage because we got a cadence that's going to get you off sides and a quarterback who knows exactly what to do with a free play. These are the advantages that he and the Green Bay Packers have lived in for years. And here with the Jets, it's one of the worst things they do. How is it possible? How is it possible? How is it possible that it has reached this level? I don't know. How do they lose this game? How do they lose this game? How does it get so bad? How does it get so bad? I mean, firing the coach is clearly just a horrible decision. And I'm not saying there was a good decision to be made. I'm not saying Robert Saleh takes them to the Super Bowl, but they win a game or two here. Like, it has completely demoralized the team. They're worse. They're getting worse. What they've supplanted him with, it's not even coaching. They are an absolute train wreck. Everything has gotten worse. Every aspect of the team has gotten worse. Every single aspect of the team. But there were things that I thought were possible with Rodgers coming here. I was very optimistic. I thought they would win. I thought he would uplift them. I believed in this roster. I believed in the young talent like Sauce Gardner, who is getting beat on game-winning drives by no-names, getting turned around the wrong way, looking like a center fielder who can't play the ball. It's atrocious what's gone on here. I believed in Gardner. I believed in this defensive backfield. I believed in this defensive front to stop the run. I believed in the talent of Hall and Wilson and Rodgers. And all the weapons they had. I believed in the moves they made to shore up the offensive line to get it to some level of play. I believed in all of that. But you could have told me, it won't work, Chris. You could have told me, listen, the offensive line's going to struggle. They're going to deal with some injuries. Rodgers is going to be running around a lot. It's not going to be as good as you thought. Okay. You could have told me that this defense is still going to break it at important times like they've done throughout their history here. And even though the numbers tell you they're a top five defense, you'll leave some games scratching your head. Okay. When they go up against the Niners to start the year, they go up against some of the better teams in the league, they won't give you that great performance, and Rodgers will, you know, not look like the MVP-type self. Okay. I did not think all of the strengths that Rodgers has enjoyed his entire career would be the biggest failings of this team. I did not believe that this defense would get beat by Jacoby Brissett in the final minutes of a game against one of the worst teams and worst offenses in the sport. I did not believe they would be a laughingstock yet again. I did not believe they would be dead by Halloween. And they play Thursday night? I mean, why? It's just so bad right now. It's hard to fathom how bad it is. I did not expect the depths of this. This is, for a franchise that has lived with low points, for a franchise that is mocked openly by everyone, by every other fan base in professional sports, they can mock the Jets. Curb Your Enthusiasm can mock the Jets. It doesn't matter. The Jets have been a team. Every other fan of any other team in any other sport can always point to the Jets and laugh. That's what they've been. They brought in Aaron Rodgers, and it's worse than ever. Only the Jets. I honestly can't fathom that we are where we are. You want to tell me the Giants are 2-6? I could have saw that coming. The New York Jets, with this roster and this quarterback, are a laughingstock. And they're worse than they were last year. And today could possibly be, or now yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock, could possibly be the biggest low point in the last 13 years for a team that hasn't made the playoffs, for a team that has thrown out Wilson and White and every other miserable quarterback throughout these 13 years and have lost big game after big game and have been embarrassed after being embarrassed, have had to fire miserable coach after miserable coach. I mean, they're firing GMs after the draft. They've got Gase in there. You got an owner making a statement. He's coaching where offense is going. It's an embarrassing. His eyes at the press conference. I mean, all the way back to the butt fumble. I mean, and everything in between. It has been a laughingstock of a franchise that I thought they were making the right move to bring Rodgers in because they just didn't. It's not even about winning the Super Bowl necessarily. It's about bringing a stabilizing force and having a season that looked like an NFL team. And making the playoffs and being somewhat of a threat, even if it didn't get them over the top to a championship, at least it would bring some stability, end this drought, and feel like, okay, maybe the Jets aren't a laughingstock anymore. And instead, it's worse than ever. It's hard to imagine. I mean, there is a curse over this franchise, the likes of which it's, I don't know what you do. I don't think there's enough sage on Phil Jackson's Montana estate to figure out a way to cleanse this franchise. What an embarrassing day. What an embarrassing season. And it only gets worse on Thursday. And it only gets worse the next day and the next day and the next day. I feel for you, Jet fans. Let's talk. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Jets. Obviously, we will get to the Yankees and Game 3 tonight, and I will give you a plan, the McMonagle-sealed plan of how the Yankees get back into this series, what they need to do step by step to get back into the series where they are down 2-0. And make no mistake, this thing is not over. And if you think it's over, you're just a hater or a self-loathing Yankee fan. It's two games. Two games. They win tonight. They are right back in this thing.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.